Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. It's Mr. Putin's first visit to the country since the year 2000, although in a sign of deepening ties with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The two men also met in Vladivostok last year. Now, the US and South Korea both claim that North Korean weapons have been used on the front line in Ukraine. Well, for his analysis, I'm joined by former British ambassador to both North Korea and Belarus, John Everard. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Claire.
We have this statement from both leaders in the last little while. The North Korean leader saying that relations between North Korea and Russia had risen to a new high level of alliance. And then Vladimir Putin saying that this new strategic partnership pact signed by the two men marked a significant and historic moment in the country's relations. So what is the message that they are sending to us today?
Firstly, notice that the Russians didn't use the word alliance. They didn't endorse what the North Koreans are trying to claim. The North Koreans are desperate for formal allies, people who will commit to intervening if they get into trouble. The Russians are standing back from that. But while we're talking messages, Claire, I think the big message is the one that came out yesterday, published jointly in the Russian and the North Korean media, where there is a joint statement by the two leaders rejecting the rules-based international order, saying this is just a bid for US supremacy, and it's based on hypocrisy anyway. Now, this is strong stuff. This is Russia saying not just, you know, we don't like the way things are, but that we believe the whole system is rotten. The United Nations, the World Bank, the International Court of Justice, all the things we built since the Second World War, all rubbish. We rip them up. We start again. We're going back to the 18th century, effectively, just naked power politics. This is pretty bad. But also, guys, to finish the point there, notice that if you're going to make a statement like that, just putting out a very strong anti-Western, anti-rules-based system position, then you get around you all the people you can. Okay, so Putin has got the North Koreans on board, but notice the silence from both Beijing and Tehran. It's just the two of them alone. The Chinese and the Iranians have stood back. They don't like this at all.
Why?
Because Tehran really doesn't want to stir things. It's got quite enough on its plate right now without its major friends going around saying they want to rip up the rules-based order. Beijing has been very clear. It doesn't mind a rules-based order at all. In fact, it rather likes it. It just thinks the rules should be changed. And I suspect that Xi Jinping is aghast at what Putin is doing.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at where this leaves South Korea now, this pact that the two men have signed, these visits now coming a year apart, that will serve to further deter South Korea from any attempt to help Ukraine from a weapons perspective?
It works both ways. I mean, yes, you're right. South Korea is treading very carefully. On the other hand, Putin knows that if South Korea decides it's going to arm Ukraine, that's a game changer. South Korea has one of the biggest and most modern arms industries anywhere in the world. So far, the South Koreans have held back, probably because the Russians have said that if they do arm Ukraine, then Russia will help North Korea more. But if, as a result of this visit, Russia crosses any South Korean red lines and South Korea starts to send high-tech weaponry to Ukraine, I suspect that Vladimir Putin is going to rather regret his bromance with Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, it does show us how desperate Vladimir Putin is for international alliances, in that he is buddying up to North Korea, seen as something of a pariah state in international circles. Is that something that he will be front of mind with him at all?
Yes. If the first place you visit after your electoral victory, quote unquote, is North Korea, you have a problem. North Korea? And to make the point that this is still Vladimir Putin's show, notice he turned up very late, made Kim Jong-un get out of bed and come and greet him at the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was calculated rudeness. And that was Putin saying, I call the shots here. If I say jump, you say how high. It probably hasn't gone down very well in Pyongyang.
And he does that regularly, doesn't he? Depending on his level of respect for the person that he's meeting, he's either a little early or a little late or very late.
Yes, that's right. Putin knows these things very carefully to send messages. While we're talking about South Korea, Claire, notice that the Chinese have got a very senior delegation in Seoul, in South Korea, right now, talking to the South Koreans about improving relations between South Korea and China. Beijing is signaling very clearly to North Korea, you go messing around with the Russians, fine, you're entitled to do so, but we have other options and don't you forget it.
Mm-hmm. And Putin, I just see here on the wires, is saying that he's not ruling out military technical cooperation with North Korea. Again, that is sending out signals, isn't it? And threatening something in order to get the attention of the West.
Yes, the attention of the West and probably the attention of South Korea too. Putin has a long track record of rather vague promises on which he never follows up. He just likes to creep people's flesh. Whether there's anything behind this latest statement, well, we hope not. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, I see the North Koreans are saying that relations have been raised to the level of alliance, but you made the very important point that Russia is not saying that.
No, that's right. Formally, there was a point when Russia and North Korea were formal allies, so with a commitment to go to each other's aid if one or the other were attacked. That was abrogated in, I think it was 1992, and has never been reapplied. I'm sure that Kim Jong-un would very much like that alliance to be rekindled, but it doesn't sound like Vladimir Putin is playing ball.
And just explain to us what the resistance is there from the Russian side.
Well, would you want to be allied with North Korea? The place is unstable. And if North Korea finds itself in a fight of any kind with South Korea, then you find yourself obliged to attack South Korea. Do you really want to do that, especially if you're fighting a war in Ukraine at the same time? South Korea is a very, very heavily armed country, very high tech, and be a formidable foe. Russia just isn't up for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for joining us. John Everard there, former British ambassador to Belarus and North Korea. Coming up next, should XL bully dogs be banned?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.